It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you remember the last time as we were studying in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, we read verse 17 of Ephesians 3, where it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. We need to love the brethren. We need to love and help each other as much as we can in this world of sin. Ephesians 3:17 again says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. That means to be well equipped. That means to be planted. You know, the Bible tells us that we're to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And Psalm 1 tells us that we are to be grounded in the work of the Lord, in the Word of God. And Colossians 2:7 once again says, rooted and built up in him. The only way that you're going to be built up in the Lord is to get into his Word. Study the Word of God and let him feed your soul. Colossians 2:7 goes on to say, established in the faith. We need to be strong. And it gets back to the Word of God again. Grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves, but it's a gift of God. And God has given us the greatest gift that we could ever have, and that is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And therefore, we need to be established. We need to be strong in the faith. Get into the Word and study it. And it says here, rooted and grounded, built up in him and established in the faith, Colossians 2:7, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Paul had been talking to these people. He had helped these people to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. He was telling them that God loves them, that God wants them to do certain things to grow in his grace and knowledge. And he's telling us the same thing today, to get into his Word. And it goes on to say there, it uses the term dwell in your hearts. Paul is praying that Christians would have a very close and intimate union with Christ by faith. And I keep saying this, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Our faith grows as we get into the Word, as we stay close to God, as we pray and we ask God to help us through this life. Prayer, talking to God, his Word, he talks to us. We pray. God listens, and we look at his Word, and he responds. Well, now notice verse 18, Ephesians 3. Now I want to go back and read verse 17 in connection with verse 18. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Now, we sometimes say, well, we don't know what heaven is or what it's like. And of course we don't. We don't know all the riches of God's glory that's waiting for us in heaven. Paul the Apostle is praying that you and I may be able to comprehend something. Comprehend what? Well, I believe the Lord wants us to be able to comprehend, in other words, to grasp how perfect his work is in every part. It can't be explained, humanly speaking, of the greatness of God and the things that he's done and the things he's going to do. You see, there is nothing left to chance with the Lord. It talks about being able to comprehend how big the Lord's workings are. God is infinite. God is all-powerful. He's omnipresent, and that means he's everywhere at the same time. But he's also omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And there's nothing that he cannot do. There's no way that he can be placed in a what we would consider a box. He cannot be boxed in. He is so large. He's so big. In fact, the Bible tells us that there's nothing that can contain the Lord. But you know, we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And he is there to help us to grow. He's there to lead and guide us. When we do something wrong, that Holy Spirit will convict our heart and let us know. Now, I'm speaking to saved people. The Holy Spirit is our comforter when something goes wrong, when we need God, when we need to be lifted up, there may not be another human being close to us when something goes terribly wrong in our lives, but we have the knowledge, we have the confidence of knowing that the Holy Spirit is right there. And notice it talks in verse 18 about being able to comprehend, how big the Lord's workings are. We can look into the Word of God and we can realize that God is big. God is the Creator. And Jesus Christ is God. And God the Father said without Him was not anything made that was made. So we not only have a Savior who is our Savior, who saved our souls, but He's the Creator. He's God. And He's the one that helps us to comprehend the things that God wants us to know. You know, Paul said in Romans 11:33, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out." Well, He's given us a glimpse. As saved people, we get a glimpse of who God really is when we get into the Word and when we pray and we ask God to lead us and guide us. And every day of our lives, we gain more knowledge and we gain more faith in knowing the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. We gain the knowledge of God by once again praying, by reading the Word of God. May you and I, as children of God, more clearly understand and firmly believe the wonderful love of Christ to us. The love of Christ is beyond measure. The love of God is beyond measure. God the Father loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son into the world, that the world, that's mankind, that the world could have eternal life through the death, burial, and resurrection of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And we look at this and we see that Christ loved the Father so much that He listened to the Father and obeyed Him by glorifying Him while on this earth. He loved the Father so much that He did come to this earth. God did not have to search through heaven looking for a Savior because Jesus Christ, before the foundation of the world, He decided He was coming because He loved the Father. And He came to this earth to die for sinful man. Why? He not only loved man enough to give His life for mankind, but He loved the Father so much that He listened and He said, "I must go because I love my Father." John 17:4 says, "I," and this is Jesus speaking, "have glorified Thee," and this is speaking of the Heavenly Father, God. Jesus said, "I have glorified Thee, Father, on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest Me to do." Well, I said before that when He died on the cross of Calvary, He said, "It is finished." And when he said, "It is finished," that was a reminder to us that there's nothing else to be done for our salvation. It's taken care of. We're saved because of Jesus Christ. We've trusted Him. We've realized that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that there's none righteous, no, not one. That means me. That means you. That no one on their own can go to heaven. But thank God, the Bible teaches me that Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. He also made the statement that if He would be lifted up, He would draw all men unto Him. Well, that includes women as well. He would draw all people unto Him. That means when He went to the cross of Calvary, He was lifted up. He was lifted up, and as people looked to the cross of Calvary with Jesus there, now Jesus is no longer on that cross, but in my mind's eye, I see Jesus there. He died for me. And then I see Him off of the cross. I see Him in the tomb as He was buried. And then I see Him, glory to God, He came out of that tomb. He's alive today because you and I, who have trusted Him, one day we're going to have a new body fashioned like His. He came out of that tomb conquering death. The Bible says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" Nothing could hold Christ, and nothing can hold you and I after After the body, after this old body gives up the breath of life, nothing can hold the real person, because we go immediately to be in the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I firmly believe that when this breath of life leaves my body, I'm going to see Jesus Christ. And I'm also going to see those people who have gone on before that I'm looking forward to seeing one day. Those people who, first of all, my family, my father and mother who have gone on, I'm looking forward to seeing them. I'm looking forward to seeing those preachers that I've heard preach in the past, and the preachers that I've seen down through the years who have encouraged me. And that preacher who came and touched me on the shoulder and said, "Would you want to be saved tonight?" And I said, "Yes, I would." And I gave my heart to the Lord. And I look forward to meeting that preacher one day in heaven and saying, "Thank you so much for caring for my soul, that you took time to show me the plan of salvation, how that I could know for sure I was going to go to heaven." And by the way, you know for sure that you're going to heaven when you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So one day, you and I, who are saved, we'll see each other in heaven. And we can rejoice. And you may say something to me, "Well, you could have done a little bit better as you were going through the book of Ephesians and explained a little bit better." But you know, I don't think you'll say that to me. We may have a good laugh and just really enjoy each other's company as we are in heaven together, and we walk together, and we have the Son of God who's going to teach us personally more things. I don't think we're just going to sit around in heaven and do nothing. I believe that we're still going to be learning the things of God. It's going to be beyond measure, just as the love of God is. Jesus Christ came to glorify the Father in heaven. When he was lifted up on the cross, he was glorifying the Heavenly Father. When he went to the grave, the tomb, he was glorifying the Heavenly Father. When he rose from the grave, he was glorifying the Heavenly Father. When we, as saved people, give the breath of life, and that breath of life gives up and leaves us, once we've trusted Jesus Christ, before this happens, and we give up the breath of life, we can say, "I've glorified my Father on this earth." How could we say that? Because we have been serving Jesus Christ, who came to glorify the Father. And in turn, when we serve Jesus Christ, we're glorifying the Heavenly Father. And one day, I look forward to hearing him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Well, I'd like for us now just briefly to look at verse 19. In verse 19 of Ephesians 3, it says there, "And to know..." Well, let's go back and read all three of these verses together. I'm starting with verse 17. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height." You know, it's unsearchable, the things that we have, and the breadth and the height. "And to know," verse 19 says, "to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." I don't understand fully how Jesus Christ could come to this earth and die for me. I don't understand that, because I'm a human being. I simply know that he did come to die for me. He came into this earth to die for you as well. If you don't know him as your Savior, realize that he loves you today, and he wants to come into your heart. Won't you receive him now as Lord and Savior? "Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as God, as my Savior. Lord, lift me up.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.